You've probably heard of the term lunch shaming. It's made headlines across the country as school districts grapple with how to pay for meals when their students can't. As WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, new rules from the U.S. Department of Agriculture mean all public schools must put the lunch debt policies they've been practicing in writing by July 1st.
School is out for the summer, but the cafeteria at Bedford Middle School still fills with the sounds of children.
We have the biggest restaurant in town.
That's Gary Connor, the superintendent of North Lawrence Community Schools. The district offers a summer feeding program that's free. Today's lunch is a favorite among the kids, chicken strips.
Our policy is that we're going to feed our kids even if they may not have money with them.
It's a philosophy that extends beyond summer break. Food Services Director Stacy Green says the school board adopted a policy last year that ensures students who don't have money to pay for lunch still get the same tray of food as everyone else.
We want to make sure that the kids come to the cafeteria and it is a place where they can relax and enjoy their meal and not feel any pressure when they come into the cafeteria. We may be their only happy, smiling, hello face of the day.
But that policy comes at a price. North Lawrence Community Schools currently have $38,000 in food services debt because the district absorbs the costs of unpaid lunches. Connor says each year, the district pays off the lunch debt of its graduating class.
If you think of every child as being priceless, then it's a pretty reasonable cost that we'll continue to absorb.
For many schools, it's not quite as simple. The Monroe County Community School Corporation is reconsidering the policy it formally adopted last month after hearing nothing but opposition during a school board meeting earlier this week. Celestina Garcia broke into tears as she addressed the board.
The week my father lost his job, I avoided the lunch line.
Garcia attended a school outside of the corporation that had a similar lunch shaming policy as MCCSC. She had her lunch taken away.
It is a feeling of utter humiliation as you walk back to your seat.
MCCSC's policy allows students who have a negative balance in their lunch accounts to charge a limited number of meals before being served an alternate meal of a peanut butter and jelly or cheese sandwich. The district has more than $11,000 in lunch debt from this past school year. Now here's the catch. It must pay that balance with money from the general fund. That's the same fund used to pay for teachers and curriculum. But several parents who spoke out at the meeting, including Kate Young, argue the corporation is unfairly punishing children for an issue beyond their control.
It actively chooses humiliation of a child as a means to collect money. This is not respect. This is not nurturing. And this is not empowerment. In fact, it looks a lot like bullying.
The comments led Superintendent Judy DeMuth to agree to rework the lunch debt policy and bring it back to the board next month. MCCSC could look to other districts, like the Greenfield Central Community School Corporation, for ideas. It used to have a similar policy in place, where students with lunch debt got a so-called sandwich of shame in place of a regular lunch. Under that policy, the district accrued about $9,000 in debt last year. Although it could end up costing more, business manager Tony Zerwell says they're changing their approach.
So, starting next the school year, the board's allowed us to change our policy for meal charging so that the younger children will get a regular tray regardless of their account balance.
After about a month of no payment, the district will attempt to recover the accrued debt through collections. Zerwell says it's important to remove the child from the process.
And putting them in this position where we're trying to motivate a small child to motivate their parents to send some money to school, just thought we could go at it a different way.
Greenfield Central has a Feed the Future fund to help cover the costs of its lunch debt. So far, there's only been about $140 donated. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.